Hello, everyone. Good.
Adrian, you knew all along you've been playing this game, aren't you?
Say again?
You knew all along you've been playing this game.
I had a pretty good idea. But yeah, I pretty much knew that I'll be out playing today. Just had to keep it on the wraps. You guys know how it goes.
When do you summarize your feelings about what you've gone through, all the workouts, everything you've gone through since the last January, getting on the field, getting on the first period, where you stand here today?
Oh, man, it feels amazing, you know, just giving all honor to God, man, because, you know, I put my faith in him right after that surgery and told myself that, hey, I'm going to work as hard as I ever worked in my life, you know, and just, you know, through the ups and downs, I knew it was going to be like a roller coaster, and it was, you know, but I kept my faith throughout that, and, you know, I'm able to kind of reap the reward today. You know, we came out with a big win, and I was able to contribute and help the team out, so I'm all positive right now.
Was there ever a moment of nerves or trepidation on your part, maybe when you got that first handoff or anything?
Not really. The nerves kind of came Friday and Saturday and during that time, you know, just knowing that, hey, you know, it's finally here. You know, it's been a long process, but it's finally here. But, you know, I was sitting in my my room thinking this morning when I got up, and I was just like, hey, you know, you have done all you can do. Just relax, you know, and have faith that you're going to be able to go out and perform well and help your team. And you know, that's what I did. I just relaxed and went out and played my game.
Was that more carries than you expected?
It was less. I was expecting to carry the load, you know, but I understand from their perspective and how they're looking at it. But from my perspective, I knew I was going to be ready to play, you know. And, you know, but ultimately, you know, all that really doesn't matter. The carries, we won, you know, and that's a great reason, way to start the season.
Any twinges, any moments where you second-guessed yourself?
Not at all. I just went out and played, and I knew the structure of the ligament was good, you know, so I just went out and played. You know, I've learned when you go out and you're thinking about negative stuff, then 9 times out of 10, something bad would happen, you know.
Was there a hit or a run for you, Adrian, where you said, I'm back, I'm fine? I mean, did you even take contact with the knee during practice? Was there a hit that you took and you got up and said, all right, fine?
Not really, you know, to be honest with you. But after the first play, I actually was upset because I missed the hole wide open. But, you know, after that play, I really didn't take a lick on my leg like that. But I got up, and I knew it was going to be a pretty good day.
You talk about setting the career record for Vikings.
It's a great honor, man. You know, Robert Smith, you know, he has had this record for a good period of time. And just to top him, it feels amazing. You know, it's the favor of God. It's a blessing. I definitely got to give contribute to my offensive line, you know, present, and, you know, guys that have departed from here, you know, like Steve Hutchinson and Ryan McKinney, you know, those guys, Matt Burt, all those guys were, you know, are a part of that, you know. So those guys are listening. I appreciate you guys.
Adrian Ponder seems like started slowly, but seemed like a different guy the last 2/3 of the game.
Yeah, you know, he definitely picked it up, and I feel like he came through when we needed him most, you know, but he wasn't the only guy that started slow. You know, we looked pretty rough on both sides of the ball, you know, but sticking off offensively, you know, we came in halftime, made a couple adjustments, you know, Bill, you know, he was like, hey, we're going to continue to run the ball and pound, you know, just get settled. I don't know if it was nerves or what it was, but, you know, we was able to come out the second half and be more productive offensively, move the ball, and, you know, put ourselves in good position.
Follow up on that. Ponder almost looks like a different player than he did last year. I mean, he looked calm and comfortable.
Yeah, you know, he had a full offseason under him, you know. He kind of got thrown out there with the Wolves last year. But just watching him doing, you know, training camp, you know, I see the improvement, the confidence, you know, just speaking up more. And just the, you know, determination and the willpower that I see when I look in his eyes, you know. And he's showing that, you know. So we all, and he do too, got steps to, you know, take, and we can learn from this game and just make improvements.
What was your most emotional moment of the day? You know, was it coming out of the tunnel, first carry,
Probably coming out of the tunnel, you know, because, like, bam, you know, that tunnel vision that I had, it was there, you know, it was presented to me right there, you know. that I've been having since, you know, the surgery. So that was probably the most emotional part. But then at the end of the game, too, you know, those guys getting in the end zone with 20 seconds left, I'm sure everybody thought the game was over. But that really didn't matter, you know, because we had guys on the sideline that knew that, you know, 20 seconds, we can make something happen. Let's keep fighting, you know, keep the faith, and let's take advantage of the opportunities that comes to us. And we did that. You know, Wass got in there and made a great kick, 57 yards. And I've been bragging on this guy, you know. I've been bragging on this guy. So when he made it, I was kind of looking up in the stadium to see my uncle. I was like, man, I seen this guy make a 70-yard field goal, you know, doing training camp, you know. So I was trying to look up and find him. And I'll find him when I get downstairs and let him know. See, I told you about that young guy. He's good. He got a good leg.
Did you hear the crowd when you came on the field when you were introduced? They pretty much went crazy.
Yeah, I heard them. It was loud. But I was kind of like, I was in the zone, man. I was sitting there just thanking God that, you know, I was able to, you know, accomplish what I set for. And that was being able to come out and play today, you know. So why, you know, blew a kiss to him, let him know I appreciate him, you know, for helping me get to where I'm at now.
You think you've set the bar pretty high for people coming back from ACL injuries, other pro athletes, people who've looked at you and inspired by your comeback?
I hope so. And I hope that I've inspired a lot of people, you know, just to change their way of thinking. And I think that's the biggest part mentally. You know, guys are just, they're buying into what other people are saying about it. And, you know, just mentally, and that was the toughest thing for me, you know. But I understood that if I just kept my faith and kept working hard, that, you know, things, you know, would be okay. So, you know, hopefully some, you know, somebody around the world, you know, can look at this and be inspired.
Robinson was saying you're maybe a quarter human. The feedback from your teammates, how has that helped you when they look at you and they're tremendous athletes themselves? Many have gone through it and they think you're amazing. How has that affected you?
It really affects me a lot, you know, because I'm just so, you know, just now, just me personally, how I feel, just calm down to earth. I really don't think too much about. You know, I understand God has blessed me with a tremendous talent, but, you know, like you say, just to hear from Jared Allen or Greenway or Robinson, you know, some of the things that they say, I kind of sit back and kind of like, you know, like, wow, you know, God really blessed me with a tremendous talent, you know, for these guys, the caliber, these guys are in the same league that I'm in, you know, the best of the best, and, you know, they're giving me praise. So it's just a blessing. No, not really. I really didn't make it a point. Those guys was kind of holding on after the whistle, you know, so I was trying to kick them off, you know. Get off my leg, man. Get off me.
In the fourth quarter, two plays in a row looked like you went left, threw right or went right. Were you frustrated not to get the ball there and a chance for a third touchdown?
Can you ask the question again, please?
I think it was the fourth quarter goal line series. I think twice you were using a deep play left. Were you frustrated after those plays?
Not really, you know, a little bit, just the competitor in me, you know. I want to get the ball, I want to be able to help my team, you know, but got faith in Bill Musgrave. You know, he's been doing a good job, and he put us in a position to win, you know, and with 20 seconds left, you know, so I'm not complaining.
Everything this team has been through over the past two seasons, how big is it just to some way, somehow come out and find a way to win this game?
It was huge for us. You know, it was our first home game, you know, the open season in what, like 4 or 5 years. You got a lot of young guys on this team. So, you know, it was good for us, you know, just as an organization, you know, and the team for us to come out and, you know, pull out a big W. And in the fashion that we did, you know.
You talked about your vision, and now that your vision is realized, what do you say to the people that you believe in?
You know. I don't know. I don't know what to say to him. It really doesn't matter, you know. And hopefully they look at things differently, you know. Hopefully it was an eye-opener for them. Because, you know, during the process, it really didn't matter what everyone else had to say. You know, I had my vision. I knew what I wanted to do. And that's all that matters, you know. And that goes for anyone. And it doesn't matter who you are. If you lock in on something and you work hard to get it, it's going to happen no matter who said it won or this opinion or that opinion. It doesn't matter. Just put your faith to work. Simple.
You're ready for as much playing time as you had before your injury?
Do I think I'm ready? Yeah, I'm feeling good right now. My legs are loose, you know, for seriously, you know. I'm feeling real good, and I'll be ready to carry the load.
Thanks, guys. Matt, keep it up a second.